An old friend is in the studio with us, and he is the man who started the Chicago Film Festival, and he's now written about it. The book is Starstruck, How I Magically Transformed Chicago into Hollywood for More Than 50 Years, Michael Kutza. Michael, good to see you again. And before we get to all your celebrity stories, let's get to your story growing up in Chicago. Was it Weber High School?
Yes, I went to Boys Catholic High School, Weber High School. I'm born in Austin on the west side.
And, you know, from your background here, one would think, I don't know if you're going to be interested in show business, really. I mean, you got a Bachelor of Science degree in biology and psychology at Roosevelt University, and your parents had nothing to do with movies, did they?
Interesting. I come from a family of doctors. Mother, father, aunt, uncles, everybody's a doctor. I truly believe my dog was studying to be a doctor. the whole thing. So that means you're going to be a doctor. You have no choice. I have older parents. This is a long time ago, so I agreed to be the doctor. So I went to Loyola to pre-med and all that. But on the sneak, I was still directing the musicals and shows and stuff at Loyola. And getting thrown out.
And
but my dad collected movies.
Oh.
He was a surgeon at St. Mary's Hospital, by the way, where Robin Williams was born. Interesting. Even though he lived in Lake Forest, Robin Williams, he was born here at St. Mary's. Dad collected movies, and my mother always had a movie camera with her. So whether they liked it or not, they're getting me involved in the industry in a strange way. My mother made movies. She'd bring the movies back from her traveling as a lady doctor in those days. It was quite unusual. OB gynae, she was at Mother Cabrini Hospital. And she'd come back from a trip in maybe Italy or someplace with these doctors. Here's the movies. Make this into a movie. The ladies are coming over a Sunday. So here I am, about 8 years old. And she throws this 16-millimeter big camera, a Bolex film, make it into something. So, you know, I learned how to make movies, music and special effects, and I put on a show for them when they came over on Sunday, and I got hooked.
You're going to relate to the new Spielberg movie that's coming out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
interestingly enough, very much like that, I don't put it in the book, but part of the reason I stayed home in Chicago and didn't travel to other colleges is because I was trying to keep their marriage together.
Oh, really?
Like Spielberg.
Yes. Yeah. And before you became the artistic director of Cinema Chicago and the founder of the Chicago International Film Festival, you actually worked at WGN-TV for a bit, didn't you?
I did. My first job. I was like a B-roll. I did the backup documentary camera work over at that same old building.
2501 West Bradley Place.
Bradley, yeah.
So the film festival, let's see, first year, and I can remember going to one of the early film festival events back in the 70s, I guess it was, when you still had the films at different theaters all over Chicago.
Didn't we meet back in the 68, 69?
It's possible.
Because the Mary Sweeney Daves at WCFL...
Yeah,
when I met you.
She was involved.
She did our PR.
Yes, and I went to a theater up north because there was a screening of Citizen Kane, and as you did with all the great movies, you had guest speakers, and I still remember this speaker pointing out a bizarre, like a dinosaur robot in the background or something that actually made the final cut for a split second because Wells was fascinated by all these toys he discovered on the set. But little tidbits like that you got over the years.
I wonder if you ever went to the Granada Theater, the big one.
Oh, I did. And okay. And you had also TV commercials every year.
Yeah.
You'd run award-winning TV commercials.
Everything. When I started the festival, I promised my co-founder, Colleen Moore, she's a silent film star, she'd introduce me to all these different guys in Chicago. Remember, I was 22 years old. So I have this mentor, Colleen Moore Hargrave, a film star, who had retired, but she'd take me around to the Arts Club back in those days. That's where you networked with people. And she said, this man will help you. This man will be on the board. So this man's name is Leo Burnett.
Hmm.
This man's name is Fairfax Cohn. This man is blah, 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 blah. And it went on and on. And Burnett, who had an ad agency called Leo Burnett, so you're starting this film festival. I said, yeah, we're going to show all these foreign films and documentaries and student films and everything. He says, you know, You should show television. You should show television commercials and features. He says, one of my 60-second commercials is a lot better and a lot faster than one of your two-hour foreign films, which is true.
Sure was entertaining. Yeah. Michael Kutza was 22 when he started what was the first competitive film festival in the country.
In North America, man.
And also, you've been involved with all sorts of feature film competition juries around the world, haven't you? And developed all sorts of programs for other countries.
I helped festivals in other countries start their game, including one in Tehran. And I worked on Venice and Berlin for years. And then Imelda Marcos called and said, would you come to the Philippines and help me develop the Manila Film Festival?
And your stories and the pictures are great in the book Starstruck, How I Magically Transformed Chicago into Hollywood for More Than 50 Years. We'll talk to Michael Kutza about some of the famous folks he's had encounters with in a moment. Michael Kutza is a man who started the Chicago International Film Festival almost 60 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
And
I stayed with it 55 years.
And of course, you're always a movie fan and a movie buff, and it must please you to see all of the productions that have come to Chicago. How did the film festival influence movie making and influence movie makers to shoot their features here?
Well, back in the book, I write about my experience with Mayor Daley, because I've worked with all the mayors and the governors to pull off the festival. So one year, I had no money, no nothing, so I decided I'll go to Mayor Daley, his office, the real Mayor Daley. I mean, you know, old man.
The original.
Old man Daley, we called him. And he liked me. He was like a father figure. He was gruff and tough, but he liked me. And I said, I need theaters. I need hotels. I need things. And he had his press secretary was sitting in the office named Frank Sullivan. I didn't know these people. I had nothing to lose. And the mayor is friendly. And he turns to Frank. He says, give the kid McCormick Place. And I said, Mayor, it's far away in my audience. Give the kid McCormick Place. So he gives me McCormick Place. Now, that's on the 35th Street, right? The real one, real McCormick Place.
Yeah, 22nd.
So he equips it with movies and all that, and we do the festival out there. Of course, nobody comes, but he achieved it. You can have hotels. You can have this. We'll do everything. The important thing is, Michael, you do not put my name on anything, because those movies you show can lose me votes. And I said, you're absolutely right, Mayor.
He was wary.
So then we talked about making movies. And I said, I promised any kind of ads or anything we do for the festival, because we're running ads and Variety and stuff to get movies, I'd always put a tagline, why don't you consider making your next movie in Chicago? Because they hadn't started film offices yet. This is all new. I'm in the late 60s. And there's like a coupon. Come make your movie. And everything was fine until Haskell Wexler in 1968 did Medium Cool with Mayor Daley saying Shoot to Kill. And then Daley said, stop.
Yes.
No more movies.
That was the end of it, at least for a while.
For a while.
Anyway, yeah.
And then we must approve all scripts before we'll allow movies. Then it all turned around and we got better.
In the book, you write about everyone from Spielberg to Spike Lee, Lauren Bacall to Al Pacino, and they were new, these people that you worked with. They'd go on to revolutionize movies, Martin Scorsese, Oliver Stone, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Is there a moment that you met one of your movie idols and thought, I can't believe I'm working with this person?
The name of the book is Starstruck, right? I'm not starstruck. You are. And everybody I dealt with is. I was just this wanting to honor a legend, whether it be a director or a costume designer or a special effects artist or a movie star, bring him to Chicago, introduce him to you, because I always used to say Chicago is star-starved. You really got off on all this stuff. I didn't. They're real normal people to me until they ask for certain things.
and
that's in the book.
when you say you, Chicagoans, we don't have Broadway, we don't have Hollywood, and also because of the weather around here, we're inside a lot watching these films.
Well, we had the original.
So it's a big deal.
We had one of the first film studios in the world out there at the SNA Theater.
You know, before it moved out west.
Sure.
You monitored everyone from Sophia Loren to Mel Brooks. What's your secret to convince them to come here?
In the earliest years, remember, we were the only game in the country, the only game in town, and there was still a magic about Chicago. People wanted to come to Chicago with their film. Three things. Al Capone, believe it or not, the history of Al Capone, Mayor Daley, and architecture, in that order. Now, today, of course, it's architecture number one, and then backwards. So they wanted to see Chicago. So, and here I was offering you the chance to come to Chicago, meet the public, show your movie, and be discovered. We always tried to find new directors. So Oliver Stone was a brand-new director. Scorsese was brand-new. Taylor Hackford. These guys are all new. First time, the idea was honor first-time and second-time directors. The festival still does that. All these years later.
Did you get everyone on your list?
Sure.
Who was the hardest?
Nothing's easy. Some took years to get. Helen Mirren, she took over 3 years to get because she was always in a movie or on Broadway. And she'd call and say, can't do it, Michael. They just extended my show on Broadway. I'm trapped for another 6 months. And she said, I'm calling you from theater prison now, right now on Broadway.
Well,
but eventually, I always got what I wanted.
The book is Starstruck, How I Magically Transformed Chicago into Hollywood for More Than 50 Years, Michael Kutza. And, you know, just the pictures in here are wonderful. And, of course, the stories, including those great, sexy film festival posters, it's all in here.
Yeah.
And some of those stories you can't really tell on the air.
And you were around for some of this stuff.
Yes, I was. Yeah, well, every year, I mean, the film festival over the year is a chance to see great people, great movies, and do what now is done like on the TCM channel.
I am glad I'm not in that world anymore because I went to see films this year at the Chicago International Film Festival just to see what's going on and see the movies. And I realized Netflix and HBO and all the rest, you know, you have half houses because people are really staying home.
Yeah.
You've got such a multitude of stuff to watch at home for free. Well, I'm sort of free. Yeah. I went to a movie at the AMC. The popcorn was $17.50 with a Coke. Parking was $19. The movie was $18. I was alone. Imagine. I spent a lot of money to see Elvis. I loved seeing Elvis on the big screen, but
me too.
It cost me a lot of money.
Well, see you in the theaters once in a while. Michael Kutza, good to catch up with you again. All the best to you. And the book is a great one, Starstruck.